With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tropical storm Debbie churning over the Atlantic before making another landfall. Julie Walker has details.
National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch describing Tropical Storm Debbie like a boomerang going back over the ocean, only to return again to Georgia and the Carolinas before moving east.
The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches.
Debbie already flooding parts of South Carolina and Georgia, where Savannah resident Michael Jones says he had to sleep on his kitchen table.
The water started pouring inside the house, and furniture stopped floating everywhere.
At least 6 people dying from the storm, most in traffic accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump had an apocalyptic response to Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris picking Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate. More from Bernie Bennett.
In an email to his supporters, Mr. Trump claimed that Walz, a Midwesterner with a record as governor that progressives love, said he would be even worse for the country than Harris. Trump's email read, "He's that bad." The former president added of Walz, quote, "He'll open our borders to the worst criminals imaginable." Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wrote in a social media post, quote, "Harris feels the burn and picks Walz. Thank you, Kamala." Referring to independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other progressives' support for Walz. Former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway wrote on social media, quote, "Tim Walz, what a relief." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel, as its new leader. He replaces Ismail Haniyeh. The Dow ahead 84 points, the NASDAQ up 36. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism amongst students at public schools and colleges are in effect, but only about half the nation is doing that. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states. And hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican majority states, which have banned sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Tesla recalling more than 1.6 million cars in China after a remote software upgrade to ensure that they warn the driver when the trunk is not locked shut.
An announcement from China's market regulator also said that vehicles with faulty trunk latches will be repaired free of charge. The recall affects some imported Model S and Model X vehicles and domestically made Model 3 and Model Y cars. The recall notice said that an unlocked trunk lid could open during driving, affecting the driver's vision.
Correspondent Jeremy Howes, U.S.-based Tesla, will fix the problem through a remote software upgrade. Planning for the 2028 L.A. Olympics well underway. Organizers are paying close attention to what's worked and what hasn't so far in Paris. It will be L.A.'s third time hosting the Olympics, the first since 1984. A top concern is gridlock traffic on freeways. More details at SRNnews.com.